Now, today I want to talk in the main of the questions which affect all of us at our work and in our homes. But of course, nothing affects our homes as much as what happens beyond our shores. There is no home in the land which has not felt the consequences of war. Many have felt them grievously. Many in my generation have felt them twice. All parties are at one in wanting to prevent a third war. Where we differ is on how to prevent it. For my part, I have no doubt whatever that the best way in present circumstances is that any would-be aggressors should know in advance that retribution would be swift, sure, and total, and that their countries, if they tried aggression, would not survive to reap any of its benefits. And that means, and we may as well face it, the H-bomb. We are making, in this country, that awful weapon. But our object in making it is to prevent war, not to wage it. And like our socialist predecessors in the case of the atom bomb, which they decided to make, we have thought it better to have our own weapon and not to rely altogether on any foreign power, however friendly. Now, having made it, we naturally had to test it. I can see the argument for not having a bomb at all, although I disagree with it. But I can see no sense or logic whatever in going to all the trouble and expense of making the bomb and then stopping short and not knowing whether it works. It really takes a socialist leader like Mr. Gaitskill to think of anything as silly as that. Anyway, I've thought it my duty to authorize the tests. We have made a successful start. When they are completed, as they soon will be, we shall be in the same position as the United States or Soviet Russia. We shall have made and tested this massive weapon. And it will be possible then to discuss on equal terms what arrangements can be made to limit future tests or to control them in any other way. That would be a valuable step forward. But infinitely more important is the need to reach international agreement upon the whole question of disarmament or arms limitation. Now, there are some people who urge us to separate the nuclear weapons from the rest. Ban the bomb is their cry. By itself, I will never agree to that, and I will tell you why, in one simple sentence. By itself, banning the bomb would not prevent a war. It would merely virtually certain, make it virtually certain, that if it came, we should lose it. The H-bomb neutralizes the strategic advantages which Soviet Russia derives from her vast and regimented manpower. Remove the nuclear weapon without dealing, as I would like to deal, with the conventional weapons, and then all the advantage will be tilted back the wrong way.